This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good morning. What day is it? Wednesday. Good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 11th, episode 2328. What? This episode is brought to you by Stateline Tech. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Santa, what's shaking, man?
Dancing through the snow.
By the way, congratulate me this Christmas. I'm going for it. No antidepressants.
Somebody ought to teach that little humbug some Christmas spirit.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Really, you only have 12 more shopping days. Are you ready? Are you ready for this, Glenn?
I think that's one of my favorite openers we do all year, actually.
I'm going for it. No antidepressants. Hey, coming up on today's show, we're going to have Steve Krause, the head of farrier services at Cornell University, talk to us about myths involving hoof care. Also, our poor listeners have some equestrian first world problems. We've got some songs from Listener Radiothon, and Glenn hasn't heard it yet, but I have compiled a list of the most fantastic Christmas gifts that have been requested by children via Santa Claus. So that is coming up.
Is this one of these lists your child's?
No, I did not put my child on it because he is not this demanding nor creative.
He wants the simple stuff. Speaking of children and Christmas, did you see that Princess Charlotte requested a pony this year?
Bless her heart. Good girl.
She requested a pony this year and apparently was told by the family that there would be no pony this year. So
yeah, I think William said she was too young. And I'm like, BS, when did you get a pony?
She's like four. I mean,
it's a perfect age.
That's right. So they're apparently going to get her a... I guess she doesn't read the news at four. So they're apparently going to get her a toy riding center, which comes with all the accessories. I think that she's going to look at that like you would have out there in the audience at four and went, this isn't a real pony.
Or a toy riding center, if you're a royal, is something we would all dream of. It's a giant indoor, the best footing. Just no horse included. No, I think what they should do, really a smart thing to do for Princess Charlotte, would be to get them her a baby horse and have them grow up together.
I think that would be perfect. a stallion, too, would be great.
A stud colt. A little stud colt.
Yep. I think that'd be perfect.
Perfect. Daily Winnie time.
So she got the horse gene. That's a good thing. Well, very happy birthday to one of our auditors, Tammy Swanson, who you're going to hear a song that she did later in the show. So I thought it'd be appropriate to put her on today. So happy birthday to Tammy. And also very special happy birthday to one of our good friends and longest supporters. And that's Karen Isberg from Kentucky Performance Products. And it is her birthday coming up tomorrow, I believe. So happy birthday to Karen. We love you and thank you for your support since we started this mess all those years ago.
I would like to give a Daily Winnie to myself because, Glenn, for the first time I think ever in my life, I was able to magically say the thing I wanted to say at the time I wanted to say it. Here's the story.
I didn't get a call about bail, so.
He's gone. So this is for my dear sweet husband, Chad, was packing for an airline trip. He's gone. He comes back today, but he was gone, leaving. And he's like, man, I need some new deodorant. I don't have any deodorant. And I was like, oh, you know what? I just bought some. And here it is, unwrapped, brand new stick of deodorant. And he looks at it and gives me this like look of disdain. And he's like, This is girl deodorant. And magically, I said the thing I wanted to say, which was, I'm sorry. Did you just request some brand new deodorant and in less than 2 seconds, I whip it out and magically produce it for you and you're complaining? He said, thank you for the deodorant.
And now he just smells like eucalyptus.
And now he smells
lavender.
Like the grease shower clean. A little floral scent, but that's okay. Yeah, I just, you know, every once in a while, you get to say the things you want to say. Plus, I would also like to give a little mini daily whinny to my dogs, who, again, it's the season of magic. Magically, they know when he leaves town. And I'll tell you how. Because you will walk in the house and you will find every dog in my bed. Like, not just on top at the foot, like laying across the pillows, sprawled out like, he's gone. He's gone, everybody. Please come in. Come in and have a seat. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute. And I take my camera out and I take a picture.
And do you send it to him?
Oh, that would be ridiculous. That's the part where it would be ridiculous.
Yeah, that's just rubbing it in there. I'm with him though. I don't allow dogs in the bed. I've never allowed dogs in the bed.
Don't like it when they get on my pillow.
But on his pillow, it's fine.
But I mean, I can't control, you know, the rules for everybody else. So how was Disney yesterday? You told me on Monday when I was up sitting down to do the show, you texted me and you said, I hope you remember there's no show today. And
she didn't.
I didn't. I'm just sitting here like, why isn't Glenn calling? Well, it's because you took a day off because you were heading to Disney World with Charlotte. How did it go?
It went great. Charlotte, of course, is our para friend who is in a wheelchair. She's paralyzed from the waist down, and she's a bit of a daredevil. I mean, that's how she ended up in the wheelchair. She's a daredevil and likes to do fun things. But she had never been to Disney World. She, you know, in her 30s, never been to Disney World. It's like, well, that's a sin. You live in Florida, an hour and a half away. So Brooke went with us from Horse Holster, who's been one of our sponsors over the years, and she's super fun. So we went to Disney, and this is the first time I've been to Disney with somebody that was in a wheelchair that couldn't walk. I've been with older people that could get up and walk onto the ride. But this is the first time we've been with somebody who couldn't walk and had to transfer into the rides. And of course,
so you can see how difficult and or, yeah, you know, easy it is at certain places.
Well, and Charlotte's a weightlifter. You know, she's very strong. You
she's
saw the CrossFit pictures from yesterday,
Diva.
CrossFit. Yeah, she won a competition on Saturday. It was her birthday. She won a competition. So she's very strong, but she has a wheelchair that you can't push. There's no handles to push. She has to do herself. She pushes herself. Well, you know, there are hills at Disney World, not big ones, but you realize things like that when you're with somebody in a wheelchair that has to push themselves. So wow. She got a workout all day. And you know how it is to walk around those parks. You probably
it's
put
huge,
five miles in, right? I mean, you're putting a long day in. And, you know, so she got a workout. But one of the things I have to say, and I have to give Disney a daily whinny here, they really treat people with handicaps very well. They treated us very well. You know, some of the rides, we have to go through the back entrance or the exit to get on. And two of the rides, they said, do you want to ride twice? Because she was also wearing the I'm a first timer pin. And she didn't want to wear it. They gave it to her when we got our tickets. And I said, no, you wear that. It gets you stuff. So she wore it, and she later on they said, wow, I'm glad I wore the pin, because, you know, they saw she's in a wheelchair one and she's wearing the first timer pin. So a couple of the rides we just stayed on. They let us stay on.
Wow.
So that was kind of nice. And, you know, we probably saved 3 hours in line because it was fairly busy, but, you know, not Christmas busy. And I think she had a great day. And it's so much fun bringing somebody to the parks that, I mean, Jennifer and I love them. It's one of the reasons we moved to Florida. But it's so much fun bringing an adult who has never been there for the first time. You know, it's fun bringing a kid who's never been there. But it's really fun bringing an adult who's never been there and, you know, just experiencing it with them through their eyes.
How was Charlotte with the stuffed giant people walking around in costume? Because I took my son for the first time, and he was 5, and he was bloody terrified of all of them.
Chip and Dale scared him.
Do you want to go talk? No! But it's Mickey's. No! Get him away! Goofy walked over. I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
Tigger, or Brooke is a big fan of Tigger. She was wearing Tigger ears when we picked her up in the morning. She's a huge fan of Tigger. And we did see Tigger walking by at one point. And Tigger is like 8 foot in that costume. I mean, Tigger's huge. But yeah, there were lines. The lines to get your picture with the characters are probably the longest lines in the place. So apparently your son's the only one that has a problem with big stuffed animals walking around.
I'm okay with that. I don't like him either, so it's cool. We have that in common.
No, but it was a fun day, and I got to give Disney credit. They were everybody was super friendly. We really had a good day, and it was a lot of fun. And, of course, it's pretty cool seeing it all decorated. Yeah, Christmas. Yeah. It is pretty neat. So, and then we went over to, we took the boat over to Wilderness Lodge and had dinner at one of our favorite restaurants. Whispering Canyon is one of our favorite restaurants. It's so much fun to eat there, and then headed home. So it was a good day. It was fun. I would like to say it was relaxing, but after you spend a day at Disney and do everything, it's not. You're tired.
I don't see how people do it 5 days in a row. Like, oh my gosh.
With kids. They must be dead. Yeah. There was a group there, and I wish I could remember. I want to give them a plug here quick because we saw them everywhere, and I took a picture so I could remember to plug them, and it's right here. It is the Gary Sinise.
Gary Sinise.
Sinise Foundation, the Snowball Express. And it's all kids of fallen soldiers or first responders. And they bring them to Disney once a year. And there must have been, they were all wearing the same shirts. They were in the parade. They led the parade, which was kind of cool because they got to be, you know, lead the parade and get clapped for the whole way. But there must have been 500 of them there.
Gary Sinise is amazing. So if, for those who don't know, Gary Sinise is Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump. And so he was Lieutenant Dan, and he actually has a band, and he goes around and plays on military bases in the U.S. and overseas for free. I mean, the dude's amazing. He came to Luke Air Force Base, and it's called the Lieutenant Dan Band. And he's not the lead singer. He's a guitarist in it. And it was fantastic. And he just did this whole show out on the flight line for everybody at Luke Air Force Base. And he just does that. He's just an amazing guy. Such a supporter of any military family.
Well, it couldn't have been cheap to bring all of them there. I mean, there were literally probably 500 of them all.
That's awesome.
And they all seemed to be having a great time. They were having a lot of fun. And they were all ages from, you know, from 8-9-year-olds up to, you know, 20-year-olds. They were just all ages there, too. So that was kind of neat. It was a special. They were the only kids we pretty much saw in the park all day. So that was neat.
Cool.
Give them a shout out.
Hey, before we get to our guests, last chance to get your HRN swag, y'all.
Yeah, I think today might be the last day to get today or tomorrow might be the last. Well, it might even be till Friday. I'm trying to remember what she said, and I can't quite remember. But definitely by Friday, you're going to need to get your orders in if you want anything embroidered with the HRN or the Horses in the Morning logo for yourself
or
for
others. To get it by Christmas.
Yeah, to get it by Christmas. They're pretty fast, but I'm sure they're very busy right now. Go to hrnstore.com is where you can find it to get all the logo merchandise. If you won a prize at Radiothon, all the emails went out. And if you didn't get an email, then check your spam folders. All the emails went out. You should have gotten an email from myself and also the vendor that's sending your prize out directly. And there were, by the way, we made 55 people happy on Radiothon Day that won prizes. So I really felt like Santa Claus this year.
Good job.
And I'm with my gray beard, I'm starting to look like him.
Well, we have Steve Krause, the head of Farrier Services at Cornell University. And Steve has been on our show a ton, and he has a wealth of knowledge about the hoof. So we wanted to talk to you a little bit about the myths surrounding hoof care. And I think if we're going to, do you need a sec?
Yeah, I'm good.
Get in your car, close the door, turn the heat on. It's cold outside, I'm sure.
Yes, I just did.
Great. Well, I think one of the biggest questions that people have as far as coming into the winter season is, should you pull your horse's shoes in the winter because they have better traction in the snow and ice barefoot versus wearing a shoe? And what is your, as somebody who really hasn't ever lived in a snowy area, but I'm in a place now where there is going to be snow, I would love to know the answer to this question.
Well, this is a common question, and this is a kind of, has a kind of a multiple answer here. So in where we live in upstate New York, it does snow. But it doesn't snow all the time. It used to snow all the time. And I think maybe, you know, climate varies back and forth. Sometimes we have snowy, icy winters, and other times we have very open but cold winters. So what happens in like November, people ask me if I'm the weatherman. Is it going to, when is it going to snow? Because they are thinking of putting traction on and anti-snowball pads and so on. And, you know, do you think it's going to snow soon? Or you think it's, you know, what kind of winter? So I'm like, I'm a horseshoer. I'm not the weatherman. So I'm like, in the end of November, I'm not going to see you till January. And we do get a lot of snow anytime after Thanksgiving. And that's what we did this year. And but who knows what it's going to do? So if you're going to prepare for winter, now's the time to start doing it in the snowy climates. So that's the beginning of this. So again, climate and moisture and how much snow really affects what we really need. First, I want to say is if the horses are on a constant snowpack and are not being used for anything, you know, not doing any kind of real work, the feet hold up the best on a nice constant snowpack. Well, we always don't get that. But if we have the freeze-thaw cycle, if we have a lot of ice, a steel shoe without any other traction device is slippery on ice and can be slippery on snow. So yes, a horse without shoes is probably safer than a horse with steel shoes without any traction. But however, on ice and hard-packed snow and crossing roads, if you're trail riding, some type of traction is definitely more safe and useful to using the horse if you apply it properly. Mm-hmm. And then if you're going to shoe the horse and it's snowy, then you also need some type of pad to reduce the snow buildup. Because what happens is we call it snowballing. We have the slight warmth that radiates from the horse's foot melts a little bit of snow and then freezes it to the steel, and then it cakes up into what we call a snowball. So some type of pad, like a polyurethane flat pad or a bubble pad, which is called a snowball pad, stops that from happening. But what I like the best for this is what's called a no-snow rim pad, which is a rim pad that goes on with this rubber tube or polyurethane tube. It goes around the inside rim, and that insulates the hoof from the snow and doesn't let them melt. Plus, it's flexible. And if you have a freeze-thaw winter and you don't have this muddy, snowy, slushy soup migrating underneath the flat pad, so it keeps the foot open when there's no snow, and you don't get a buildup of things that rot the foot away. And then when there is snow, it keeps the snow from building up. And so pads and studs are quite a big item in the Northeast this time of year.
Well, I'm glad I don't have to deal with all that. I'm down in Oklahoma, so we will get some snow and then it'll melt, and then we'll get some slush and some mud. So yeah, interesting to think about. And to think about, you would see somebody in November, but really not see them again until February. And that leads me to another question that people have is, do the horses, the hoof growth, does it slow down in the winter?
Yes. From what I have seen, and my observation is mostly in the Northeast, as we start to lose daylight, and that, you know, starts happening in June, the end of, you know, summer solstice, you know, the feet react and start slowing down by the end of the summer into fall. And as we get into this time of year, again, the horses, you know, hormones react to the length of day. So feet are slowing down in December and January, and there's a month or so lag behind the actual, you know, the solstice. And then I've noticed with horses, especially horses that are inside, and we have a lot of indoor arenas around here, they're turned out a little bit, but they're not grazing any, or there's nothing to eat, you know, growing yet. The feet really start speeding up in growth at the end of March and April, and they'll grow probably twice as much in April and May than they've had in the three previous months.
Interesting. So, interesting.
especially thoroughbred horses who need more energy to stay warm. And, you know, they're putting it into their coats and so on. So my observation over like the last 50 years around here has been this slowing of growth on not all horses, but most of them that I've worked on during the winter months, and then speeding up in spring and then slowing down by the end of the summer into fall. So with some horses, you would go to redo them on a 6-week schedule and you would get there and you would look like nothing has grown. Mm. It's not worth redoing them, not worth trimming them. So that, you know, it kind of varies to the individual horse too, but also the climate is going to have an influence too. I know if down in Wellington in South Florida and Ocala, the feet are probably growing a bit quicker down here. They have more warmth. They're probably on it, the more moisture. So that's going to influence more hoof growth too.
I was going to ask you that because we live in Florida, and I was wondering, does it do the same thing for the horses that live here full time, you know, all year?
I think, you know, in the more, you know, in the Northeast and throughout the, you know, upper Midwest and so on, you do have, you know, a change of seasons that's very noticeable. And whereas in Florida, especially, you have, you know, more constant moisture conditions and so on. And that, you know, I don't think the horses are going to respond to that length of day change as much. And plus, they're probably being exercised more down there, too. You know, there's more activity in Florida over the winter. So mm-hmm. exercise, nutrition, all that stuff combines with the, you know, the length of day also. So a lot of factors, not just one thing. But we noticed in the Northeast the slowing of the growth during the winter.
Is there a benefit to hot shoeing versus cold shoeing, especially in the winter?
Well, the main benefit, well, lots of good benefits to hot shoeing. What I like about hot shoeing during the winter, it keeps my hands warm.
and, that's funny.
and you know, we could go out on some of these days, and, you know, a lot of us keep pretty busy shoeing all kinds of horses during the winter. And having that forge going is a nice heat source. You could warm your tools up a little bit. and if you pound on cold metal during this kind of cold weather, the metal is even actually a little bit harder to work when you get into the 20s and less, if you're going to be out there. So hot shoeing is a benefit to shaping the shoes itself. Especially as you get out of the light shoes and get into, you know, standard and wide web rim shoes, they're not going to shape very well cold and easily, especially in the cold weather. So, you know, you need the forge to shape them properly and to do any modifications. So that's hot shaping. Hot fitting is taking that shoe while it's warm and checking the fit, burning a clip in. And the benefits of hot fitting is you can do your final flattening of the foot. If you have a perfectly flat shoe and have a little bit of an imperfection in the sole, in the wall surface, you can actually singe that and burn a little bit away or leave a mark for you to rest. But it, again, in climate has a huge influence on the benefits of hot fitting. So again, down in South Florida, where you're very moist, you not only have, in some cases, excessive moisture, but you also have lots of fungi and bacteria that like to eat away at the hoof. So when you hot fit, you are killing that bacteria, number one. You are also sealing off the bottom of the foot because the horn tubules are like little straws. And if you notice, if you trim a horse's foot and they're standing on a flat surface and the horse picks his foot up after a minute, there's an imprint of moisture where the foot was. Mm-hmm. So you mm-hmm. see all this moisture is coming in, running out of the foot or you know, ability to move too much. So what the guys who shoe regularly down in South Florida will do, they will hot fit for the reason of sealing those horn tubules off, which tightens up the foot, makes it a little bit stronger, and it also kills all the fungi and bacteria that are trying to invade. So the problem you run into, and these guys down there are so smart, they figured out how to get around this. If you are shoeing a lot of performance horses with aluminum shoes, the aluminum cannot get hot enough to do a good hot fit. So they, those guys down there in Wellington, invented what they call the hot plate. And so they put a hoof-shaped piece of steel plate in the forge to heat that up, and they have a little notch they can fit their tongs into, and they actually hot fit a plate onto the foot before they nail their aluminum shoe on to kind of reproduce that hot fitting a steel shoe would do. Isn't that ingenious?
That's really smart. They made it work for them. Well, one more question, Steve. Right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, they're just solving a problem and they find the feet hold up better.
That's fantastic. Very cool. Before we let you go, one more question, because I know I deal with a lot of off the track thoroughbreds, and I know a lot of our listeners do too. And it's a question about horses that have really low heels. Some people think that they might have been trimmed too short. Is that the case, or is it conformation, and can it be fixed?
It's more of a conformation problem. A lot of thoroughbreds off the track have developed in front what's called a flat or negative palm or angle, and behind we call that a plantar angle, and that's the angle of the bottom of the coffin bone with the ground. And that is a bit of a conformation problem. So the horse is actually, instead of having a positive of 4 to 6 degree coffin bone angle with the ground, it's either flat or negative. And that compresses the digital cushion and makes for what we call the low heeled horse. And so the thing you do not want to do without looking at the horse is just wedge it up, because the horse is already hitting his heels too hard. Sometimes you just got to bring the support further back or do some frog pressure to help the bony column, because the horse is actually sinking backwards in his hoof capsule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, people always want to put it, you should put a wedge on that. But to me, that first
not
of all,
good.
You put the wedge in it and they're hitting that heel more. And I feel like sometimes if you wedge it up, the fetlock drops even more, putting more.
Correct. Exactly. That's the biomechanics. You got that 100% right. And a lot of people get that 100% wrong and do the opposite thing. And then they create problems.
So if you're listening, first of all, Steve Cross just said I was right.
I was just going to say, she is going to use that. I'm going to have to take it out as a soundbite and use it forever.
No, but you explained it exactly the way I would explain it.
So if you guys are, you know, you have a horse with really low heels, do not let a farrier put a wedge pad on it, because conformationally that fetlock will drop and put more stress on the suspensory ligaments and more stress on the bottom of that heel. So just keep that in mind, because
exactly.
I've heard so many people say, you got to put a wedge pad on it. No, don't do that. And I'm going to end with Steve Krause telling me that I was right. Thank you. Oh, Steve, it's always so awesome having you on, because you explain things in a way that we can all understand. And I really appreciate your time. Where can people, if they want to contact you, find you, or where can people find out more about Cornell University Farrier Program?
Well, we have a Facebook page, Cornell Farrier Program on Facebook, easy to find. They can contact me. Email is sek78@cornell.edu. And they can go on the Cornell Veterinary College's website and search for Farrier. And you can find all kinds of stuff about us. So we have a great program here, and we train a lot of farriers, and some of which are working down in Wellington this winter. So, we're quite busy here.
We call those the lucky ones, Steve.
right.
Fantastic. Have a great holiday.
Good way to visit them.
Good point.
Thanks,
have
Steve.
A great holiday.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you. And see, that's your Christmas present. I said you were right.
Don't rub it in here, Steve. I'm going to hear about it forever. So,
all right.
See you. Stateline Tack is your blanket and gift headquarters for the holidays. They have thousands of blankets in stock from all the best brands at great prices, including Defender, Weatherbeater, Tough One, Horsewear, and many more. Plus, they have a bunch of gifts. If you go to statelinetack.com/HRN, there's a page that guides you to everything you want to buy for the holidays. And it's for us. It says, welcome, Horse Radio Network listeners.
Is it weird that I'm currently messaging my husband the deal of the day?
What is the deal of the day?
The deal of the day is a back on track scarf, and I have like neck issues. So it says it may release neck tension and adds warmth, and it's fashionable. I love wearing scarves, so it's like perfect.
And it's a color that matches everything, gray, white.
Yes.
It just matches everything. It's going to go with everything. But they have so many different things going on their website right now. The Holiday Deals Center has Impact gel pads, Defender blankets, all kinds of things. Outback Trading outerwear, Wintech English saddles at 25% off. So the list goes on and on and on. There's like 100 different things on this page on Mega Sale right now. So go to statelinetech.com/HRN. Use the coupon code HRN when you check out, and you get 30% off your next order. And they are, according to this, still shipping for the holidays. So you can get that done now. That's statelinetech.com/HRN. You know, people work so hard on their radiothon entries, the ones who sing songs and write poems and everything. And I thought it would be fun to, as we do every year, to kind of play a couple of them as we go into the holidays here on each episode that we do of Horses in the Morning. And we had a birthday girl earlier. Her name was Tammy Swanson, and she did a song for us. And you want me to play it for you?
I do.
All right. This is about ponies.
My horse truly in Kansas. I tore my hay bag right in half. Somebody snitched on me. Kicked my pony brother right in the ouch. Somebody snitched on me. Daily Dunkin' rinse in my tank. Give that electric fence a really good yank. My vet bills will break any bank. And somebody snitched on me. Oh, I'm getting peppermints for Christmas. Even though mommy is mad, I'm getting training. Training for Christmas. Ugh. 'Cause I ain't been nothing but bad. I won't be seeing Santa Claus. Somebody snitched on me, brother. He won't come visit me because somebody snitched on me. Where'd these cameras come from? Next year I'll be sneakier. Next year I'll be trickier. I'll start now. It's never too late. 'Cause someone will snitch on me.
Well done, Tammy. It sounds like she was writing that about my pony Scooter. And then one more for today that I think you'll all enjoy. It's speaking about getting run over. It's Mary Cawkins with a song that I'm calling Ran Over Me.
Oh, holy day, the sun was brightly shining. It was the day that my horse ran over me. We rode as one through bumpy country dirt roads. His trot could knock the teeth from your head. I had no horn in which to hang on to. There were no stirrups in which to hold my feet. I was riding bareback. Oh, how my butt did it hurt. But down the road we went. Oh, down the road we went. Oh, down, oh, down, down, down the road we went. The thrill of falling made me giggle. I laughed so hard that I began to slip. I fell on my knees. I landed in front of him. He trembled over me with silver shoes flying by. Oh, he trembled me. Yes, he trembled me. Oh, yes, he trembled me. It was hard to gaze through the dust, but I looked up to find my trusty steed. Along a way ahead, he stopped and turned to look back, and he appeared, and my soul felt his worth. Oh, he stopped for me, yes, he stopped for me. Oh, what a sunny day.
I would talk to everybody like that in that voice all the time.
I know.
Hey, Jamie, how's your day? My day is fine.
Very well done. And Tammy, well done, both of you. Scooter has this thing. And, you know, can you imagine how long it takes to write that and then practice it and then do it? Although these people are talented, they probably do it all very quickly. It would take us months. So Scooter lives in this paddock by the house. And next door, he has his friends, our neighbors. They really like Scooter, so they talk to him every day. They come in and out. And there's a horse over there, so he sees the horse over there. And we ride with them sometimes. Well, they have this...
His name is Pablo, right?
Well, that's a different
Pedro.
Side. This is on the other side. And they decided to put... a wreath on their gate of their driveway, which is about 20 feet from his paddock, and he is terrified of the gate. Jennifer found him cowering and actually shaking in the middle of the paddock this morning. She tried to get him to walk over, and he would have no part of it. He just would not go anywhere near it. So she said, okay, we're going to fight this battle later in the day. We're just going to bring him over, feed him, get him happier. And then we're going to have to introduce him to the pony eating wreath.
Because do you know what would happen at Blair River Farm? That wreath would be on your head in about 8 minutes. You'd be wearing it as a necklace. But like, you know, kindly, I'm not just going to flood him with it. It's going to be a little bit of approach and retreat, and you're going to wear it. Have you seen the giant teddy bear that I have made all the horses carry around?
Giant teddy bear.
$20 Black Friday special at Walmart. I was looking through the catalog because it's what you do in Oklahoma on the night of Thanksgiving is you search your Black Friday shopping. So my mother-in-law is like, do you want anything from Walmart? And so I look and I'm like, yes, yes, I do. I want a ginormous teddy bear for $20. And Chad is like, what the hell are you going to do with a giant teddy bear? I'm like, it is going to ride all of the horses and his name will be Buck. Lucas saw it. He was like, can I keep it? And I was like, you can keep it for one day, but he's getting dirty tomorrow. And then I put him in his room and he came out. He's like, can you come take Buck? Because he's creepy.
That's right. He's big, too. So pictures of him actually riding the horse. Monty has one, too, that he's used, right? He has an actual dummy.
He has a dummy, and the dummy's like $4,000. So $20 teddy bear it is.
Yeah, that'll work. Who cares if he gets his stuffing kicked out?
Yeah, exactly. Another one next year.
Well, I suspect that poor Scooter's going to be getting an introduction to the wreath later today. Speaking of kids, you have some lists for us.
I do. Oh, my gosh. Let me find it here. Sorry. Okay, so this is a list. Do you want the Christmas list or do you want the auditor's first world problems?
Let's do Christmas list.
Okay, so this is a list, actually handwritten lists that I compiled from various places online that I thought I would share with you because Lucas made a list and I'm like, dang. That's pretty reasonable. He wanted some Mad Libs. He's six. He loves Mad Libs.
Is that still a thing?
Yes, and you can buy like a apparently, I went online.
They've been around forever.
Avengers Mad Libs, Guardians of the Galaxy Mad Libs. Oh, yeah. We've got every Mad Lib for every Avengers television show at this point. So he wanted, like, his big thing was a Nintendo Switch, which I haven't wanted him to have any video games. But apparently I lost that battle and he's going to get an. I'm sure he's not listening.
Dad. woke up. Dad won that battle.
Dad wants to play games.
Exactly. Dad wants to play video games with
his
son.
I'm like, you fly planes.
It's every
like, it's like
dream
a video
of
game.
Every father to play video games with their son.
I want to get him a Western saddle so he can ride with me. So
yeah, well,
I guess
I think you lost.
Yeah. So I thought his gift list was fairly reasonable, with only the one big ticket item. But there are some children that don't have the same approach to Christmas as my child does, and we're going to start that with Alyssa. I'll just tell you what Alyssa wanted. Alyssa, iPhone 11. Alyssa, I have like an iPhone 5. Suck it. Yeah. A new MacBook.
Oh, she's got expensive electronic taste.
Oh, it goes on because she wants a Gucci bag.
Oh.
I don't know how old Alyssa is. She also wants makeup, a bunny, a Chanel purse, clothes for the bunny, and $4,000 cash.
Well, you got to pay for all that stuff. You got to feed the bunny.
Gotta feed the bunny. We're going to go to Greg, who has simpler taste. Greg would like, this is Greg's entire Christmas list, a big block of sharp cheddar cheese.
Well, I like sharp cheddar cheese, but I'm not sure I want a big block.
Just a big block in your stocking, yeah. You know? Why not? Ava would like, number one, just three things on her list. Toys for Daisy. I'm assuming Daisy is her dog. A cheeseburger Happy Meal. Simple taste.
That's simple.
And a family of elephants.
Doesn't everybody?
Now, Ella, she also has a request for animals, but she was a little more reasonable. Like, she edited her list because she wrote on the list, the first thing on the list is pet unicorn. Well, apparently her brother must have been like, unicorns aren't real. So you can see the pet unicorn is crossed off.
Spoiler alert.
She crossed off pet unicorn and then wrote next to it pet zebra.
Oh,
so
that's close.
She edited. She wants a new tablet.
Wait a minute. Can I ask you about the unicorn thing? It seems like the auditors are going crazy with unicorn postings. What is there something I missed? Have we found one?
I don't know, but I got my vet. Did I tell you what I got my vet for Christmas?
Oh, you got her something unicorn too, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. If she's listening, you're just going to get it. So it's a coffee mug and it has a picture of a horse and it says most vets. And then it has the next section over is you. And it's a unicorn doing a back bend over a stripper pole. Yeah. Ella would like the pet unicorn crossed out, says pet zebra, a new tablet, money, a spider, and a rat.
Oh.
Merry Christmas! You got a spider!
Not to visit her house.
Right? Trey kept his list pretty short. He only wants two things. The first thing is a PlayStation, obvi. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing on Trey's list is a gift card for $13,000.
I would like that too.
Oh,
we gotta
Brandon.
Buy games for the PlayStation. No good without games, Jamie.
I know. And you need clearly
$13,000.
Brandon would like an iPhone 11, some AirPods, both things I don't have, a Gucci belt, a fancy belt, rollerblades size 5, and to round out his list, he would like Air Force One. Brooklyn.
There's a few Democrats running right now that want Air Force One too.
Brooklyn has a short list, but Brooklyn really needs to work on her spelling. But we'll start with the first couple. Is a number one is a dog, please, written in all caps in crayon. The next thing on her list is a necklace. I am assuming she meant to write sweatshirt because she wrote some sweet shite, but she drew a picture of a little shirt. And then, the next thing she wants is unicorn shirts, but she left out the R in shirts. Do the math in your head.
I just did.
I want some sweet shite and some unicorn shirts with no R. We're going to move to Kaya. Kaya, bless her heart. She just wants some nail polish, some clothes from Justice. I guess it's like a cool store for kids. Some colored bobby pins, sparkly headbands, a horse, and one peck of bacon. Somebody's hungry when she's writing her list. Finally, we'll head to Nathan. He's going to get the last one. And Nathan, I think Nathan plans to take over the world because his first thing, I would like a laptop, a dinosaur fossil, dinosaur DNA, a real dinosaur, a bike, $200 cash, a snake.
Doesn't it make you wonder how they come up with these random amounts?
Wait,
they really don't
one.
Know what you can even buy with $200,
is
right?
This Yeah. Is this a real? I mean, $200 is not going to fund your science, your take over the world, no. Evil science, dinosaur DNA, Jurassic Park project you have coming up. But the next thing on his list is a snake cannon that shoots real snakes.
That's clever.
I'd like a snake cannon too. And then finally, to round out his list, this is the kid that wants dinosaur DNA, $200 cash, and a snake cannon. He would like a jetpack.
Again, it's something that was promised to us for the last 30 years and not really become mainstream, has it? That
Way
the
to go, Nathan.
Car.
You
I
got
want a flying
this, buddy.
Car of mine. But speaking of getting things, you can do that with Ovation. I have coming back. I have a couple of stories for you I want to do. And then we have some equestrian first world problems to round out the show today.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half-chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
I have a couple news stories here for you. So would you like to start with the British woman who has done an amazing thing and is being awarded for it, or the British woman who probably should be loser of the week?
Oh, let's do the first and then the loser.
Okay. So we have to congratulate Pippa Funnel has been named as the BT Sport Action Woman of the Year following a public vote. Now, that is BT Sport Action. They do all different sports. This is not, so she didn't just win this in the horse world. This was 8 leading athletes, female athletes in the UK in all different sports, and she was voted as the winner this year. And of course, she won the 2019 Burley on her horse, which was MGH Grafton Street. And that was 16 years after her last win at Burley. So
she's
won Action Sport Woman of the Year. That's pretty cool, huh? In the horse world, somebody winning. And then the loser is the Queen's cousin. Well, I'm going to give her this because I think she deserves it.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Tatiana Mountbatten is a distant relative of the Queen, and she's a dressage rider, and she actually trains under Charlotte Desjardins. So, right? She's a pretty good dressage rider, trains under Charlotte. Apparently, she likes to drive really fast because she has been caught speeding in her Porsche 3 times in 10 days on the same road.
Well, that's just an idiot.
That's why she got loser of the week. If you get stopped on a road, I don't know about you, but I've been stopped before. And on that same road, I am always very cautious, at least on the same road.
There was a stretch in Arizona on Camelback Road that I got pulled over 3 times. Now, mind you, I wasn't speeding. I think more they were just checking to see if I was legal or not. But like, I got pulled over every time. And so from the first time on, I would make sure that I was going the speed limit. Well, absolutely.
Well, that's correct. And the last time she was doing 70 and a 60 and they got her. This is in 10 days. She got pulled over. And it's a Porsche, so they're looking for it, right?
Oh, I mean,
it's not like it's inconspicuous Chevy, you know, or a Toyota.
Does somebody with the last name Mountain Button get speeding tickets?
Apparently they do, because she's about to lose her license. And this is what the story is about. She went to court. Get this. She went to court. She pleaded guilty. However, in the paperwork she submitted to the court, she plans to argue that she will undergo distinctive hardship if she is banned because she will not be able to drive to her dressage events.
Oh, dude, you just like totally equestrian first world problem in the world.
Yeah. So imagine a judge in America looking at that and going, what the hell are you talking about?
I cannot get to my dressage lessons because, listen, I lost my license at work because a former boss never paid us unpaid speeding ticket. He said he would pay it, never paid it. I got pulled over. They took my truck from left my dog and I on the
you
side of the road. And
use the dressage argument.
I know. I should have used that. Clearly, I had to like hire a car. This was before there was any sort of like, you know, Uber, and I had to hire a driver to take me to work. It was a total hardship. I could have just said I had dressage lessons to
attend.
Could have
did that. You could have done that. And apparently there's a title. They call her Woman Tatiana. I didn't know that was a title, but it's
as
always,
opposed to Man Tatiana.
I don't know, as opposed to her ladyship or whatever, but she's a distant cousin of the queen, apparently. And I love this thing, too, this sentence. She is the good, nice granddaughter of Lewis Mountbatten, the first Marquis of Milford Haven, who died in 1921 and was Prince Philip's grandfather. So I would argue that she's not good.
Well, what is it saying about the other granddaughters? This is the good one.
She's the good one.
This is the good one.
The others
so
are in
leave
jail.
Her alone.
So that's my loser of the week. To go back on a happy note, Disneyland, we got to visit there when we were out there. Oh, Jennifer and I went up and we had a backstage tour of the horses at Disneyland. And we got to meet Reggie and Brother, who are white Percherons that live at Disneyland or used to live at Disneyland and pulled the trolleys there because they still pull the trolleys with draft horses. They now live in Norco. And when we visited Norco years ago, we went up there and got to meet them. Well, they have now retired at 18 years old. Both Reggie and Brother are retiring, and they gave them a big ceremony and on Main Street, and it was very cool. And they've actually had those trolleys being pulled by horseback since 1955, since the park opened in 1955. So they did give them, and they found a happy home too. Some lady who's been following them and really like them from Norco is taking them in, and they've been adopted. And she was a Disney cast member. She worked at Disney, so she has officially adopted both of them, and they'll be living in Norco. And they're both 18 years old. And by the way, they were in fact brothers. They have the same father and came from Disneyland at the same time from a farm in Canada. So
bless their heart. That lady's going to have a feed bill. All of a sudden you get two giant Percherons.
And they're used to eating good food. Cause I can tell you one thing about Disney is they feed good food. So, and a lot of it, their hay was the nicest hay I think I've ever seen. So yeah, that was a happy story coming out of Disneyland, and good for them. They get to retire and enjoy the, well, I'd say pastures of Norco, but I'm not sure we saw any pastures in Norco, to be honest. The backyard in Norco.
The 2-acre backyard.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a happy story, and we met them, and they are beautiful. They're practically white. I mean, they're grays, but they're white. So that's kind of cool, and the fact that they're still doing it is neat too.
Oh, we had a lot of submissions. I posted this Monday morning, and this is what led Glenn to remind me that we had no show. So we are going to carry these over to today, and we're going to start with Lori. And let me remind you, if you do have an equestrian problem, most likely it's first world, because that's just the world we're living in. And I feel really sorry for you guys. Like, Lori, I love to decorate my yard for Christmas, but I bought a 5-acre farm this year, and now all my yard decorations are hard to see from the road because my house is like 100 yards from the road, blocked by my big front pasture.
It's like, why bother?
You know, we're putting our house in the back, and Lucas is like, can we please put Christmas lights up next year? And I was like, no, because who's going to see them? Who cares? Chad's like, we will see them.
Yeah, Lucas will see them. When are you ever going to move into that house anyway?
Next 9 years from now, it seems.
It always takes longer to build a house than you think.
Well, I thought I'd be in it now. Like, I hate this house. Okay.
Let me guess, when I yesterday. Come out to visit you, then from now on, we're going to have to stay in the little house. Is that the story?
Oh, yeah. You're kicked out. Allison says, my skinny thoroughbred is finally putting on weight. Yay! But now I don't have a girth that fits him. Ugh! baby Groot's ribs are finally not showing, and I don't know if it's that he's finally putting on weight or that his hair coat's just that big. I'm gonna go with weight. Jessica says, I ordered my groceries from Amazon Prime now, and it's the one where it comes within 2 hours of ordering, but they brought me the wrong bottle of wine. Oh my God.
Amazon, I want to know. This is one, you know how one really bad day we say we wish we could call them. I want to call and ask if she drank it anyway, because you know she did.
Oh no, she did put a side note under that she did drink it anyway. You're not going to return a bottle of wine. Stephanie said, and I have so done this, not with this particular product, but I have done this. It was so cold and windy at the barn yesterday, and I forgot my chapstick. So I had to use my horse's tube of triple antibiotic. I've used just Vaseline, but like, get it in the corner where you haven't stuck a thermometer.
It's all full of goop. Oh.
It doesn't matter, Glenn. If a girl needs chapstick, Chad is like, I have to, I've had to return home.
I'm sure I'd put antibiotic on there, but okay.
Hey, it's gooey and it will moisturize.
There you go. And you won't get an infection. It'll be safe.
Debbie says there were so many awesome Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals on Horsetack, but I couldn't find anything I needed. That's when you buy what you want.
Jennifer has that problem when we go to tag shops. It's like, I don't need any of this stuff.
Exactly. God, it's like crazy. Jane says that she ordered new breeches and a saddle pad for a clinic that she attended this weekend. But everything was delayed and it was delivered on Sunday night after the clinic. I have a new pair of riding pants that I bought for the last horse trials that I got the day after. I feel you, Jane. And they're still sitting there, brand new and white. I'm just waiting. TJ says, I have everything I need. Black Friday and Cyber Monday were like a total bore. Thanks, Equine Affair. That's great. Brenna says that she's having $400 of work done to her main trail riding saddle, but that means she can't do any tack shopping and she's missing all the Christmas sales. I'm telling you, Black Friday and Cyber Monday are, well, let's just say they matter. Sharon says, I'm supposed to give the horses their fall warmer after the first hard frost, but we haven't had a first frost yet. You know, people are wanting to murder you right now.
If that's the case in Florida, you're never giving them any warmer ever.
So. Do you know what's really funny is every time I do this segment, my dog comes over, Zenyatta, she comes over to like to comfort me. She thinks I'm really
upset.
Stressed. It's okay, baby. I'm okay. It's okay. She like puts her hand, like nose like under my hand. Kat says, I don't know if this counts, but I learned this weekend that my future horse husband loves the Radiothon episode so much that he won't let me listen to any other podcast while we're driving. Not even the regular Monday through Friday episodes of Horses in the Morning. No, sir. He's too busy cackling at everybody's songs and voicemails. And now he wants to know who this damn Zeus character is.
I love him. We're going to get him on an SOS Husbands episode. That's great.
Laura says, my local feed store is having a big sale on Wednesday, but I'll be in Vegas for the NFR.
Oh, like there's no shopping there. It's only like 5,000 booths set up.
I know. You are so whatever. Lisa says my niece is 9 and has 2 ponies. And I'm about to get another one back from a friend who my niece is going to be able to ride as well. And I'm like super happy for her. But like, why couldn't I have had an aunt like me when I was 9? That's great.
Why couldn't I have had an aunt like me?
Why couldn't I? Know I think the same thing. I'm like, God, I'm such an awesome aunt. Like, where was I
you
when
think
I was?
Your aunts actually thought that though too.
Do my aunts think that?
Did they think that at the time that they were an awesome aunt and you just didn't?
I don't know. They well, I have awesome aunts, but they didn't have horses. So there's that.
Yeah. Well,
most of my aunts were awesome. Well, one of my aunts
The royal children aren't getting horses either, apparently. So.
Exactly.
Lisa, Charlotte's going to be so upset for a year.
You need to tell her that she's beating out the princess, okay? April says, and this is our last one. I went for a ride out in the pasture and the woods, and then I needed to pee. But there's no outhouse out there, and I needed to find a spot. However, I don't know where the hunters hid all the game cameras.
That's something you didn't have to worry about before, is it?
Right? Because they're camouflage.
That is something you never had. I would have never thought of that, to be honest.
I know.
I'd have been caught on camera.
Wait, what? Oh, y'all are awesome. Thank you for sharing your equestrian first world problems with us.
Now you, did I see, did you get another different horse in for training? You're like pumping them out.
I am. You know what? That last one got adopted. Bless his heart. AJ Daylight ended up adopted. So I had to take him back to go to his new home. And so I got another one. His name is, oh gosh, I call them all dude. All the
so
geldings
you remember
are
their
dude
names.
And the fillies are all lady. So I have this dude and his name is Onita Ridge. Okay. We call him Ridge. And Ridge is a beautiful, oh my God, drop dead gorgeous gray thoroughbred gelding. And I've never had a gray, except for when I was like 9 and I had Snowflake, my pony, but I've never had a gray as an adult. And so I was pretty excited to get him, you know, like it's mine. Chad says that this gives me like my new horse fix because I'm constantly getting to play with a new horse.
It does. And then you can send them away.
Yeah, once I get them all nice and trained up, then they get adopted out and they go on to happy homes. Well, this horse has been adopted. He only raced one time, so he didn't have a whole lot of training. He's 6 years old and he raced at 3. So there's 3 years in there that he did something, eventually made his way to the Horse and Hound Rescue Foundation. And they had him and they adopted him out. Then he bucked everybody off or one person off and they sent him back. And then they adopted him out again. Y'all get the real story here on the show. And then they sent him back and then they adopted him out again. Somebody else did. And he bucked him off. So then he got sent back again. And they're basically, he's got this label of being a bucker, right? Well, I get him in for training. And part of the most fun part is watching them and trying to figure out kind of what they, you know, what their deal is, trying to read them. And this horse has been labeled as a bucker. I put him in the stall the first day and I gave him his grain and he took a couple big, and he's really thin. So they told me each time he was returned, he was really thin and they get him fat again. And then they send him back out and they adopt him out and he comes back really thin. So he's really thin and I feed him the grain and he aggressively starts eating the grain and he takes like a big whopping mouthful and he goes to the center of the stall and starts colicking. I was like, what on earth?
Day one?
Day one. And then he, by the signs of colicking, he's kicking at his belly and he's pawing and he's eating. And then he goes back to the feeder, eats more. Gets so gobbles up a bunch of mouthful, goes back to the center of the stall and starts kicking his belly and pawing. And I'm like,
oh
my,
telling us something.
Oh my God. This horse has like ripping ulcers. I mean, you don't need a scope to tell you this horse, every time he eats and puts food in his belly, he's in a massive amount of pain, which would explain he goes to places to get adopted out. And then they get on him and they, you know, he's a racehorse. And what have I told you guys about before too, with racehorses is nobody's ever really put their legs around him and taught him to go forward with the leg. They cluck and they have a little whip, you know. And so probably he got adopted out. His stomach hurts. You sit on him, you put your leg on, he won't go forward. And they hit him with a whip or they kicked him in the belly, which is already sore. And what happens? He bucks you off. So now he's got this label as a bucker. And that's what I said about the last horse I had, is it very dangerous to label people and horses. But to label this horse as a bucker, and then he comes to me, I see what's wrong with him. Now we've started him on Imbrazol. The people at Horse and Hound are awesome. It's like, do whatever you need to do. We'll figure it out, figure out how to pay for it. So I got to order all this Imbrazol for him, Imbrazol, and we're giving that to him, treating his ulcers and feeding him up so he gains a little bit of weight. And so what I've spent my time doing is teaching him to go forward with a voice command and the voice command on the ground. And now I can get on him. I can put my leg on him and he'll take a couple steps forward. And that is all that is required at this point, buddy. I get on, I put my leg forward, cluck and go forward. He goes forward two steps. He gets a super reward. So what I eventually would like for him to do is to want to generously go forward, but that's going to take some time. But as of now, I can get on him, cluck, put my legs on first, and then cluck. He goes forward. I immediately in a big motion, take my legs off, like almost just off, praise him like crazy. Now I've gotten him to where I can get him from the walk into the trot. It takes a lot of clucking to get him to trot, but he just needs to understand that the leg means go and the leg is not going to hurt. So it's really going to be interesting to see how far he goes. He's really beautiful and he's going to make a really nice horse, but it turns out he's a half brother to Baby Groot.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So, and I can see so much of that sire the sire's name is Tactical Cat. And there is a temper in there. And so you pile the ulcers and the probably getting aggressive with him, trying to get him to go forward, and the temper. And then it's like, screw you guys. You know, like Groot's like, I'm out of here. You know, same thing with this horse, but he has a different reaction. So we're going to work on all of those things, and I will just be making reports. And again, we're going to call him Ridge because Onita Ridge is too hard.
So is the ulcer medicine working? Because is he eating better and not kicking his tummy as much?
Yeah, so already. And I've also got him on, to be completely honest, I also put him on Biotic 8. Of course, all of them go on that as soon as they get here. But I also put him on Regenerec. He and Drax are both on Regenerec right now. And Regenerec is an Omega Alpha product. And you give it to them you tube it into their mouth. It doesn't taste bad. They don't hate it. And Regenerec kind of coats the belly and starts to heal the ulcers as well. So he's on all three of those things. We are throwing the kitchen sink at this horse. But I had to tell you too, Regenerec, Drax started getting girthy. You'd go to put the girth on and he'd get grumpy and pin his ears. Put him on Regenerec. He's been on it for 2 weeks now and the pinning the ears is gone. So I know it's helping. It's making a difference for him. So I just thought, let's throw it to this horse as well. So we're doing everything we can to make his tummy feel better in the time that we have him, plus a little alfalfa, and he's getting some pretty healthy grain. So I'll keep you guys posted, but it's really interesting, this horse. So I'm posting him on my own personal Facebook page. So if you guys won't get bored of all the horse videos, you can go like me on Facebook or friend request me and you can see them all.
Sounds good. Well, we're going to wrap up here today. Mary Kitzmiller will be here tomorrow with Jennifer and then some really bad ads on Friday. And I wanted to remind everybody the coupon codes that are now available through Horse Radio Network. And we have Stateline Tack, HRN, gets you 30% off your next order. Horse lovers, use the coupon code HRN at checkout to get $10 off orders over $99. Kelly Hurd Jewelry, use the coupon code HRN at checkout to get 35% off all the sterling silver pieces. And, oh, that one expired. I'm sorry. That one expired December 9th. Can't get that one anymore.
And I was about to email Chad. Don't forget.
And Greenflower Botanicals, a CBD oil company. You can use coupon code at HRN to get checkout to get 20% off. So use HRN to get 20% off. And that's people or animal CBD oil, either one. So those are the coupon codes that we have available right now. Sometimes people don't remember what they are, and then they email me and ask. And I thought we need to go over that just more often, maybe at the end of shows. So that's what we have active right now. And don't forget, you can listen to all past episodes of Holiday Radiothon like that person's boyfriend, you can go to holidayradiothon.com or check the Horses in the Morning feed. Just scroll back and you'll see all the episodes broken out by hour. That's it for today. Thank you, Jamie. We'll talk to everybody again here on Friday, and Mary and Jennifer will be here tomorrow.
All right. Spay, neuter, geld. Have a great one.
What'd you learn today?
Oh my gosh, I learned a lot about hoof care.
Yeah, me too.
And our poor listeners have a lot of problems.
A lot of problems. Serious problems spending money, apparently.
And my kid is a gem when it comes to Christmas lists. He didn't even want $13,000.
Wait till you buy all those games for that toy console.